Hi, this is a dictation for Charles Adams Jr. Charles Adams Jr. The date of birth is 9/15/67, date of accident 10/23/2020, and date of visit is 3/25/2022. History of presenting illness, Mr. Charles Adams Jr. He has been referred by his attorney to be evaluated. Apparently, he has a chief complaint of pain in the left shoulder, lower back and mid back and right knee. He complains that all of this is related to the automobile accident that occurred on 10/23/2020. The history of automobile accident is as follows. Mr. Charles Adams Jr. was traveling as a driver alone in a GMC pickup truck on 10/23/2020 between 6 and 7 p.m. Accident occurred on Grand River and I think it is LODI or CODY, Cody. It is Cody Street, CODY. He was traveling on a Grand River westbound and he was trying to go to the Motor City Casino. And he was going through a green light. Another gentleman came wrong end. He turned on the left and he hit into the his car, T-bone driver side. Due to this impact, patient reports that he did not lose his consciousness and it was not a hit and run accident. But the car was completely total. The engine and transmission fell off. Windshield is okay, but the door was completely broken. And the impact caused his injury to his left shoulder, which hit into the door. And there was no head injury as such, no symptom of TBI either. The police came at the scene. Ambulance did not come at the scene. And he was restrained and airbags did not deploy. He reports further that he went to the emergency room. His girlfriend took him to Harper Hospital next day, where X-ray CT scan was done. CT scan was negative for the head and the neck. He has provided medication and sent for follow-up. Since then, he has been visiting joint and spine clinic for follow-up. And he has seen Dr. Zoma, N-Z-O-M-A, at Spine, Michigan Spine. The clinic at Joint and Spine suddenly closed and he went to City Medical from January for one time only. He has been doing Apex physical therapy for almost a year, three times per week with no improvement. And he has had a surgery with the left shoulder with Dr. N-Z-O-M-A, outpatient surgery. However, he denies any epidural injections to the spine or any tense unit traction, chiropractor, acupuncture. He only has physical therapy massage. Regarding the pain, patient reports there is a pain in the left shoulder around 6. And his ability to lift the shoulder is only 90 degrees. He has not seen Dr. Zoma for last 4 or 5 months. He also reports his right knee is swollen, but it is improving remarkably, and he is not bothered with it. Pain level is only 2 or 3, just a discomfort. His major issue is in the lower back, which the pain is 8, and also in the middle back, which is 8. However, there is no radiation to the lower extremities or upper extremities or the finger and toes. No radiculopathy is reported. These pains are several times a day, and they are described as shooting, stabbing, and sharp. Pain level is from 7 to 8, and pain is interfering into his activities up to 8. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, and bending, and improved by lying down. He has reported some numbness of the left shoulder, and some muscle weakness of the left arm and he does drop telephone and dinner plates with that. There is no bladder bowel incontinence, and sleep is affected, but there is no issue with the anxiety, depression, mood problem. Mood is described poor, actually, 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. No suicidal thoughts or homicidal thoughts are reported. And patient has slight difficulty walking due to some pain in the knee and sleep disturbance. No subtle anesthesia is reported. Past investigation, patient reports he has had x-rays and CT scan at the hospital, Harper Hospital, on the day of accident, and then some MRIs have been done. In the past treatment, patient has already reported that he was treated at joint and spine after the accident for more than a year, and the clinic got closed and he could not find any other doctor. He has seen one time at CT Medical in January, and then physical therapy has been done at Apex. He is here to continue his care. He also has not seen the orthopedic surgeon where he was referred by the joint and spine clinic. In the system review, in respiratory, patient has shortness of breath, asthma, sleep apnea. In the heart disease, patient has high blood pressure, and no other issues are reported. Past surgical history is positive for the left shoulder surgery, rotator cuff, and others, which we don't have a detail by Dr. Zoma at the spine specialist of Michigan. Allergies, none. The patient has family history is as follows. Mother is deceased due to a metastatic breast cancer. Father is deceased for unknown cause. Brother and sister, patient reports one brother, one sister. The brother has a diabetes type 1. In the relationship status, patient is single, stays alone. Employment status, patient works in a metal finishing company where he polishes the metals. He's expected to lift 60 to 70 pound metals all day long, 8 hours a day, and he stands all day long polishing these bumpers. And he's self-employed, and currently he's not working. Disability history, patient never filed a disability. Legal history, patient has not filed a he's a JC Auto Law is an attorney representing his case. Personal history, patient does drink beer sometime occasionally. Smoking, none. And recreational drugs, none. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 200 over 155. Pulse is 84. Respiratory rate is 17. Temperature 96.7. Height is 5'9". Weight 200. Pulse ox is 99. 54-year-old African-American male of a average build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There's no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony here. He's well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. Does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear anxious, lethargic. He exhibits a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any cane. Rest of the physical examination will be from the template, including the neurological examination and musculature examination, which is all completely normal. Except the paraspinal region, all other muscles are normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present, and except the sacroiliac joints bilaterally are slightly tender, and paraspinal region L1 to L5 has a spasm of the paraspinal muscles with spasm and mild tenderness and 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal, forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, and bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension was slightly painful. And maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. The cervical spine shows Hoffman's sign is negative. Westmoreland sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test, slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees, contralateral leg rest test is positive, Berger test negative, Kemp test is positive, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint on examination show mild tenderness of bilateral sacroiliac joint, but iliac compression, distraction tests are negative, standing flexion test was negative, Faber test, Danslin test are positive, bilaterally, Tendenberg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities except for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities including right knee are found to be completely normal. No tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins are noticed. Range of motion for all joints are normal except for the left shoulder. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. Knee examination was completely normal for the right knee. Gait is completely normal. Patient is not using any adaptive device. The examination of the left shoulder reveals that the patient has four scars, two in the front and two in the posterior part of the shoulder. He has a residual pain. His ability to lift the shoulder in abduction is 90 degrees, beyond which he starts having pain. There is a weakness of the left arm, 4x5. He does drop telephone sometime. The Hawken Kennedy test was positive. Empty wear can test, near test, speed test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension is negative. Drop arm test is negative. Distally, there is no phalen sign. Phalen sign are negative. Diagnosis. In general, 110 V89.2 XXD. Muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Lumbar spine M54.5, M54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.6 and S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template, including the physical therapy. Patient has a ongoing issues in the shoulder area. And he is being referred to Dr. Zoma, as well as ongoing physical therapy that I believe might help, but the patient refused to go for any further therapy. He thinks he has already achieved maximum benefit. 13 months of physical therapy has been done, so it is okay with me to not do any therapy. Regarding disability, patient is found disabled in work, housework, and transportation. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing, Elavil 50 milligram at night to help sleep, GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain and general pain relief. Flexeril 10 milligram three times a day is provided to help with the central muscle relaxation and relieve the spasms that are noticed. Narcotic pain medication, patient is provided with a Tylenol with codeine number 4 once a day for 7 days and a gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for general pain relief and radiculopathy, nerve pain. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is, yes. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI and other imaging records. We have following MRIs that are available at the time of dictation. Left shoulder MRI dated October 29, 2020, post-op shows that there is a fluid subacromial of bursitis, supraspinatus intrasubstance tearing, tendinitis without retraction, glenoid labrum tear and degenerative changes, most notable AC joint effusion. But I think the patient was operated after this MRI, and we do not have an MRI after the surgery. The next MRI is MRI of the lumbar spine, which shows bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with flattening of the ventral aspect of the thecal sac. However, there is no spinal canal stenosis or issue with the herniation. Thoracic spine MRI shows normal MRI except slight thoracic kyphosis. Interventional pain procedures. The patient never had any epidural injection and says the pains are continuing and severe. Patient is advised to consider 4 to 6 injections to the lumbar epidural with cortisone, and it should bring desired relief. Also, injection to the sacroiliac joint time too for diagnostic and therapeutic reasons. Thoracic spine doesn't require any injections. Surgical options. Patient is referred back to Dr. Nazoma, N-Z-O-M-A, who is an orthopedic surgeon at Michigan Spine, and he is requested to review the shoulder. Maybe another MRI might be needed. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care not warranted. And case worker is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered release for the patient. And investigations, no new investigation is being ordered at this time, not warranted. DME, the patient reports that he never received a back brace or a tens unit, and that is being provided to him at this time so that he can use it for his lower back and it can bring him some relief. Education, yes. Follow-up visit is in 7 days. Thank you.